Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you here this morning, this Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. So dedicated in love to bring you the self-realization and the inner child. And I'm so excited about today's podcast because we have a very special guest that's joining us, my cohort, Nadine Searle. Welcome to the show, Nadine.
Hello, hello. Lovely to be here again.
It's awesome to have you. And we've got Francois Gerland. Is that right, Francois?
Well, in France, we say Gerland, but in America, it's absolutely perfect to say Gerland. I have no issue with this.
Okay, wonderful. So, yeah, Gerland. So, Francois is here, and he is going to have a wonderful conversation with us. We've been talking over the last 12 episodes, because today's the 12th episode about self-realization and the inner child. And so we've been having an ongoing discussion about where we can really access the inner child and how important it is and where does it all begin. We've been talking a lot about the womb and how when you were in your mother's womb, about how, what was your mother feeling and what was she experiencing and how did that influence your life today? And I'm so honored that Francois is here to join us today because, you know, in today's world, we don't necessarily see a lot of men coming to the table to discuss the inner child, but we're gonna set this up for you right here. And I know you're gonna fall in love just as we are as well. So first I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, the sponsor for the Cornelia Stephanie Show in this series, specifically the self-realization in the inner child. And that sponsor shout out goes to Susan Axelrod, confidence coach for women. She coaches women in midlife to step into their divine birthright. And so you can find her on the YouTube. Go to YouTube and look for Susan Axelrod. She's building that channel right now. And as her coach, I want you to go over there and hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, because I guarantee you that woman is visible and she's committed and she's dedicated and she's on every day giving you her wisdom, her inspiration, her education, all of that to help you live your best life. So thank you, Susan, for being the sponsor of the Cornelia Stephanie Show. This particular series, we appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for that. And now, hey, we get to talk about the self-realization in the inner child, part 12. Francois is here in the house. And so why don't you give us a little bit of backstory, Francois? Because when you and I met in the green room today, you told me that, because it's morning here, 7:30 a.m. And I said, it's not morning where you are. And you said, you're well-traveled. Well, I know what that means, but why don't we tell the audience a little bit of backstory about you?
Yes, absolutely. Strangely enough, this is also has to do with my job and with the inner child as well. I'm going to make the story very short. When from the age of three, according to my mother, as soon as I was able to talk, I said, I want to go in the aeroplane. Maybe I was not calling it like that. But anyway, she understood perfectly what it was. And I was very lucky because that passion stayed with me. and I was able to concretize it, which was fantastic. And I had a very, very, I mean, it's very satisfying, fulfilling career as an airline pilot. I ended up with Air France flying a beautiful American aircraft, which is the Boeing 747. I loved it. It was absolutely perfect. And the reason why I'm saying so, that, of course, that makes me very well traveled, that's for sure. The reason I say there is a link between this and the inner child is not only my childhood. I used to have, for the last 10 years of my career, I used to have two jobs, and two jobs I was absolutely fascinated in. One was obviously the aviation one, and the other one was a hypnotherapist. Alchemical hypnotherapist, for the ones who know that, it comes from California, actually. I used to say, well, I have two jobs, and one is my child job, and the other one is an adult job. And people would imagine, you know, this captain with all these four stripes and all this kind of stuff, looking very serious because pilots like to look serious. Okay. And they said, obviously, this is the adult. The other one is just, you know, for kids. And I said, nope, this is exactly the opposite. This is the kid, a kid with a very, very big toy and a toy that you don't want to break, that's for sure. But that was completely, I mean, this was my my childhood dream, which I'd realized. And thank God there is also an adult in me, and I hope so. And there is also an inner child, which is different. And I think that's what brings us here. I hope this is answering your question.
It is, totally. And I love the way that you set that up. So you were living your childhood dream from the time that you were a young boy, that you know this is what you wanted to do, and then you realized your dream, you're living your dream, and you were also in touch with your inner child. It almost feels like, you know, like, because like you said, the pilot's going to be serious and very, you know, serious and very like focused and not too friendly, not too happy, not too, you know, and here you were happy, joyful in your dream life and, you know, absolutely, allowing your inner child to shine out and be in joy. And isn't that where we all want to come to when our inner child is really happy to be here and to be living life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what's so fascinating about the inner child, because, and that's what maybe where I want to go after. Yeah. Most people nowadays, I mean, probably not in your program, but most people, when they talk about the inner child, they talk about child work, inner child work. And it's all about healing our inner child. Well, I agree with them. I mean, this is great. This is very important. This is massively important. But this is not all. This is not all there is about the inner child. And my idea today was to talk about the three inner children I have essentially met in my career, especially as a hypnotherapist, obviously. The other ones, I met them, but I met them out of just direct experience. Then, of course, we in hypnotherapy, there is the very best way to go and connect with your inner child is to go inside in a very relaxed state. And I don't like the word hypnosis because it misleads people. They get worried about the word hypnosis. So I don't like to use it. But say relaxation. This is the very best way to contact your inner child. And when you go and contact your inner child, most of us know that you don't always meet a very joyful, magical child who is just jumping all over the place. And there is nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. A child, by definition, will express their feelings, emotions, whatever they are living, they are expressing it. And if you are a mother and you are looking at a child who is crying or who is happy or who is angry, that doesn't change anything in your love or anything. You are not worried about it. You know it's going to pass. Well, it is exactly the same thing with our inner child. That's why it's so important to have understood that. So when you go and explore your inner child, very often the first one you meet is the one we call the wounded child. The wounded child is basically at the center of your emotional world. Mm-hmm. What has happened which has caused a trauma, some kind of trauma? And a trauma can be caused through a violent event, through lack of love, through rejection, through even as you have discussed before in other podcasts, what's happening in the womb. And when this child is there and feels rejected, I think it was more or less my case because I was the child of two people who really loved each other. But my mother was from a very Catholic family and very like that. I mean, you know, that you do it the way we should be doing. And I was conceived a little bit too early. And that created a stink in the family, a lot of stress probably for my mother. And I'm sure I felt that. And I discovered it not that long ago. Yes, because it's never finished working with your inner child. So the wounded child needs to be healed. And how do you heal an inner child? It's not that difficult. What does everybody actually want, but especially a child? First is to be safe. I mean, if you don't have safety, you may lose your life, and that's it. End of the show. The second thing, a child in general wants to be loved, and actually expects to be loved because this is the natural state. Love is something which normally should come to us unconditionally, and it doesn't always. Anyway, so that can happen. And then the child wants to be guided, you know, towards explore the world. Traditionally, we used to say that was more the role of the daddy. But yes, I mean, I remember as a little child walking next to this giant. He was six feet high. My father, for me, was just huge. So strong, so intelligent, so perfect, so everything. And I had the feeling I just could explore the world with him. And that was not an issue. That was easy. That was perfect. If you have that, everything is okay. Now, what happens is, as you know, we don't always do that. So the way to look after that, the way to heal in your child, and you must have talked about that before, is to go and contact this child. And it's actually not what nature wants us to do, or I would say instinct, because usually your inner wounds and pains are triggered by something which is happening to you. Can be your spouse, your friends, your colleagues at work, TV, the president, I mean, you name it. They will trigger you, and then you get upset at them. But actually, what has happened is that by triggering you, they have triggered the wounds of your inner child. What do you do when a child is in pain? You look after this child first. And then possibly you will go and scream at whoever hurt the child. Yes, of course. But first, safety, love, guidance. That's the first thing. And the reflex we don't have is to just go and turn towards our child when something is irritating us on the outside. You understand what I'm saying? Mm, yeah. So that's the first child you meet. And this one is obviously in need of healing and will prevent you from reaching the enlightenment that the child can bring you. I mean, when I say prevent, let's say it'll be in the way, and you don't remove your inner child, you don't throw away your inner child. That's there. It needs healing, and that's an act of love, and that's wonderful. It's an extraordinary job to be doing. Second child you meet, very, very common in our Western societies, but pretty much all over the world, but especially with us, is the adapted child. And the adapted child is the result of the poor education we have received, not just from our parents, but also from society, from classes, etc. The United States, like the European countries, haven't been spared from that, because you are judged, therefore loved, according to your performance. How well do you do? How are you behaving? Are you going to be a child your parents are proud about? So you learn, unfortunately, that love is not something which is granted to you. It is something that you have to buy, something that you have to deserve, something which is the result of how great you are doing. And that gives you, as a result, this overachieving people who are always trying to, you know, to do more and to shine in society and squash the competition. And why? Because it's when they succeed, when they are the number one. Number two is poor. It's just who wants to be number two? When they are number one is when they are going to win and finally be loved. The problem is that it doesn't work. Mm. Even when they are at the top, even when they have achieved everything their parents wanted or society wanted for them, they still feel this vacuum inside them. Who is this vacuum? Their abandoned inner child. As simple as that. What does this child need to know? How are we going to, heal this child by educating this child? Or I would say deseducating, you know, remove that stuff. You are loved wherever you are, whatever you are doing. You are unconditionally loved. Who do we have who can give that to our inner child? Who can do it best? Us. The adult self. That's why being grown up is not a big problem, you know. I mean, there has advantages of being a grown up. Third child, and please stop me if I'm too long. The third child is the one I call the magical child, and this is the one which is the gate to absolutely everything especially in the spiritual world. There is something, I mean, many of us are in the, I would say, Christian tradition, even if we are not practicing any special religion. And we, most of us know this sentence where Jesus said to his disciples, if you don't become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I mean, many, many, even priests, when you ask them, what does that mean? You know, they don't know what to answer. They have no clue what that does that mean. And as far as I'm concerned, in my language, and I'm not the only one, of course, in this language, I would say becoming like inner children means contacting your magical child. And that means all the healing which has been happening. And then what does that mean exactly to become like little children? When you are there, what is it which makes the difference between an adult and a grown-up? An adult is constantly trying to fix problems, hoping that finally you will get happy. And behind a problem, there is always like the trees in the forest, there is another problem coming. And at the end of your life, said, oh, sure, I just forgot to love my family. I mean, yes, well, that is a very typical thing with the dying people. A child has the ability to turn towards his parents and just give everything, love, joy, spontaneity. And what do the parents do? They melt. They will give absolutely everything to this child. Why? Because he's being vulnerable. Many of you may have heard this wonderful talk. I've forgotten the name of the lady about vulnerability on TEDx. I think it's the number one talk on TED Talk. Vulnerability is the number one quality of your magical child, of your inner child. You have to become vulnerable. For one big reason is because if you want to contact your higher self, if you want to contact God, if people want to talk like that, if you want to contact the universality, you have to be vulnerable and you have to feel. It's all happening in feelings. Thinking about something doesn't make you know it, doesn't make you embrace it, doesn't make you love it. For people who don't understand that, which is not the case probably on all the listeners today, if you want to know an orange, well, of course, you can just study it and cut it in pieces, analyze it, put it under a microscope, know everything there is in this orange. And at the end of the day, say, I know the orange, I know everything there is in it. but you don't know the blessing that an orange is until you have tried it, until you've eaten the orange. And that's what it's all about. It's about basically your inner child has the possibility to eat the highest possible vibration. And a beautiful prayer, a beautiful meditation very often starts with contacting the inner child, getting there, feeling this quietness inside, and then opening. And then what is in behind there is your soul. So this three child is really the fundamental thing I wanted to share with you today. These three children, sorry, because when you go inside yourself, you'll find any of them. Now, one of the things which is very important when you do inner child work of any kind is to remain calm, whatever your child is experiencing. An adult who panics in front of a child who is crying, you all have seen that. I mean, there are many mothers, I'm sure, listening. Your child hurts himself or herself and cries. Makes sense. Or even just go, And mommy arrives and mommy is in a panic because she sees a drop of blood or whatever, and she starts panicking. Then the child starts screaming. If mommy arrived with a magic kiss and a healing kiss, that the child would just be quiet. It's exactly the same with our inner child. For that, we have to learn to basically, I just go inside and I feel like SH, etc. Excuse my French again. I feel horrible and there I am. I just turn to this child. What happens is obviously one of my wounds or whatever has been triggered. The child is screaming inside me. I take the child in my arms, take a deep breath that Nadine beautifully showed us before the show, and immediately things change. What happens is that when your inner child is quiet and well and reassured and feels love, you start thinking properly. When if you act immediately because somebody has triggered you, you will act without thinking, and this is when you create drama. Then drama means people will trigger you even more, and this is how, people say, I knew it would happen like that, I knew it. Why? Because the universe will always prove you right. You will attract to yourself what you are putting out. And actually, if you are putting out a joyful child, you will attract all the joy of the world. And I have tried both ways, like probably all of us, and it's so much better. There is something unfair. You know, we say that only rich people are given money. It's exactly the same thing in the emotional world. If you want to be loved, the first thing to do is to love. I mean, it may sound very stupid, but it is absolutely true. And what do we tend to do is there is somebody who is not lovable, at least, or is not smiling at us, we become like them. We close up. Mm. Now, there are some cases where, yes, it's absolutely right. There are some people you don't want to have around you, and period. I mean, that's perfect. But in most cases in life, you know, the people who are pulling a face at you are the people who need your love. Yeah. And if you manage to get to infiltrate a little bit of your inner child vulnerability inside them, you contact their inner child. And by doing that, they feel that. When before they felt your fear. Fear means something is unclear. I should be cautious. But suddenly they feel you are willing to be vulnerable, and it's an effort. But when it works, which it does work, you're so proud of yourself after that. Have you seen how I managed to change this guy, you know? And I remember, as a pilot, of course, as a commercial pilot, I had very upset passengers from time to time because, you know, always something happening in an aircraft. And that's I noticed that was something so successful was to address their inner child. The more a guy is just like, whoa, the more his little child is, please love me, and you address that, you have to be careful, because if the person thinks you are laughing at them, no, that's not going to work. But if you genuinely open to them, acknowledge their suffering, what they are living on the inside, which once again, this is where the child is the center of your emotions and your feelings. Well, you know, this is how it will work.
Francois, I'm like so blown away. Everything, how you've told this story, how you've educated us today. I mean, there's so much here. Nadine, are you feeling?
Yes. You've put it all so beautifully, and you know, you've got a lot of information there in such a wonderful way that I'm sure everyone can really understand and feel it. Like you're saying, it's about the feeling, isn't it? So I am so pleased that you've been chatting with us today. And I just want everyone to join in with this and reach out to the males of our world as well, because, you know, you're a shining light in that, Francois. And I'm really, really grateful that you've been chatting to us today.
Thank you.
Yeah. You gave us such an education. You were going to say something, Francois?
Yes, yes. Just very briefly, I would say something which is very important. Yeah. There is no right or wrong emotions. An emotion is an emotion. If I pinch my finger, I will have a feeling which is the result of that pinching. Same with emotions. So don't judge your emotions. Look at them, observe them, and do to this child whatever he or she needs to be healed. I wanted to finish with that.
Yeah.
Don't judge yourself. Don't judge your emotions. Yeah. Judge your actions if you want. Some of our actions are very stupid, but don't judge yourself for them.
Yeah.
Don't judge your inner child for them. We do that too often. Yeah. I have done very stupid things. Does this make me stupid? Some people may think so, but I don't.
My gosh, you know, I can only imagine all those people that you have flown around the world and, you know, been with around the world with this incredible vulnerability that you have, because I certainly feel safe with you. Yeah. And that feeling of safety, just, I mean, I felt that from you from the moment I met you. So it's there. But you know, that's also because of the inner work I've already done with my inner child. So it's a match. We are matching. And
I agree.
And I just want to say, you know, there's so much that you shared today. Yeah, all of you that are watching this video on YouTube, we'd love for you to, you know, subscribe to the channel, to like the information. We're going to be continuing this conversation with Francois again. We're going to do another one, and then we may do another one. Who knows? That's the beautiful thing about the inner child, is always creative, always expansive. And so you've given us so much education today, so much love, so much vulnerability, so much courage, so much magic, so much wisdom. What can we say? But thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And I hope my French accent and my French style has not been too overwhelming for everyone.
It's beautiful.
Actually, what I want to do is I want to sing the song, you know, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. That's what I want to do. I want to sing that.
There you go.
Like, what a man you are. What a man, what a man. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's your beautiful love. Oh my God. We say it's ridiculous, but ridiculous meaning it's good.
In a good way, yeah.
I get it.
It's been a joy. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, both of you.
Yes. So, and now have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Have fun with your inner children. Your children. I love that. That's a new twist because
it's given us another angle, hasn't it? Which is lovely. So if anyone's got any questions, comment below, because we will answer them, won't we? And join us, male, female, everybody, children, adults, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you again next time. Take good care. Ciao.
Bye bye.
Thank you.